Nicole Thomas Zizinski is putting the word out. Her pair of choirs is looking for Bowen's vocal talent to fill their ranks. Zizinski formed Carmina Bowina last year, following years of involvement with the island's choir scene. Most notably, this included starting the well-known group Men on the Rock. Men on the Rock has been on hiatus for a while now, more on that later, but in the meantime a new group has emerged. Zizinski fostered the inspiration for the a cappella, no help from musical instruments, last summer, and by fall the reception was enough to turn it into a viable movement. We're eager to get out and do something again. Singing means a lot to a lot of people. I don't think until you've done it you can really understand, says Zizinski of the group's origins. Following a year and a half of pandemic restrictions, people were long overdue to gather together again. It's a chemistry, it's an adrenaline, there's all kinds of positive things. Certainly people with an addiction to that, or at least really enjoy that, they were the first ones to contact me in the middle of COVID, explains Zizinski. Her call-out for 12 to 16 singers yielded more than 20. I did audition this group because I did want people to know how to read music, and I thought we could learn things faster and move on and do concerts more often, says Zizinski. And that there was a turnover of music that was greater than a very amateur group that has to learn things more by ear. So that was the intent of that choir, just taking it up a notch. The name? Appropriately, it means, Songs of Bowen. The group gathered steam through the fall, but a COVID resurgence late in the year caused many participants to rethink their involvement in the group activity. By the time winter hit, Carmina Bowina's ranks had thinned. But the choir went on, says Zizinski. The remaining members adjusted to restrictions, holding outdoor rehearsals on members' porches, and even holding a small Christmas meal and concert for each other, despite the fact it was cold enough to see their breath. The Carmina Bowina tenors keep their spirits up during an outdoor winter rehearsal. Nicole Zizinski outdoor practices were the reality through June, when the choir felt comfortable enough to gather in Zizinski's house. The perseverance has paid off. The group sang at a pair of performances this summer including the Strawberry Tea, and are now looking to bolster their performing capability this fall, with perhaps even a winter performance at TIR Na Nog. To do that, they first need a few more singers. Carmina Bowina needs three more bass vocalists, as they currently only have one confirmed. The choir is also waiting to see if they'll have a tenor spot that needs filling. For those interested, the choir's current repertoire includes Renaissance songs from the 16th and 17th centuries, combined with modern choral music from 1950 onwards. There's some similarity, musically speaking, explains Zizinski of the multi-century leap forward in time. How composers write nowadays, they're often inspired by the same musical texture from the Renaissance in many ways. So that's why I chose that. Also, it's a way to highlight some of our Canadian contemporary composers. Carmina Bowina meets on Tuesday nights, usually for around 2 hours. Rehearsals will likely start at 6 or 7 p.m. Zizinski doesn't want to stop there though. She's also hoping to resurrect the aforementioned Men on the Rock, a popular island group formed in 2016 that, like many groups, was brought to a halt during the pandemic. I just keep hearing more and more how people miss it. Many say, oh, I thought Men on the Rock was here, they've been around forever. In fact, it was only really 5 years, but I guess it feels like a real pillar somehow, says Zizinski. The choir, 16 men at its peak, played many Bowen events such as Light Up the Cove, Rotary Club and United Church performances, and, sadly, a pair of funerals for two of their members. Singing more modern pieces, including Tom Waits, The Beach Boys and Bob Dylan, the choir even sold out performances on the mainland. During COVID lockdowns, Men on the Rock tried to keep things going virtually, but the feeling was lost with screen performances. Some participants have left the island since then and, much like Carmina Bowina, the pandemic has deterred some people from group gatherings for the foreseeable future. It will all depend on who is interested to come back. Maybe there is new blood on Bowen, says Zizinski of any potential revival. There's no audition for any men wanting to join the group. Zizinski says anyone wanting to join is welcome, and she will take their training from there. Any guy who can sing basically, is what the stipulation is. It doesn't really matter if they read music at this point, she says. Anyone interested in joining either choir can get in touch with Zizinski by email at ntzharmonium@mac.com, or phone at 778-926-4286.